It's your boy Gotts and Eastside Dave.
Good morning.
Carl Kraft has the morning off, and if you want to find any of these stories, and it's nice for you this week because it's a short week. We had Monday off here.
Yes, sir. It's going to be three less stories that you have to remember. That's always good because, well, sometimes we lose our brain cells.
That's for sure.
Especially when the weather gets nice like this. I can't blame anyone.
If you are missing any of the stories and your brain lost there, get over to WRT.com. It'll be posted up right after the morning show here and just hit on the podcast section, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Dateline, California for story number one. The police in El Dorado Hills, California are trying to find a woman who was caught on camera stealing packages from outside of a house last week. You know, these porch pirates, as they're called?
Yes.
And
not nice.
Yeah, I know. Definitely isn't.
Not good at all.
Her feature, what she was wearing, was, I can tell you this, she was not wearing a shirt. She was just wearing a jacket and a bra.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not clear why she was wearing a shirt. Maybe it was laundry day or something, right?
Yeah, I guess. But maybe then choose another day to rob someone.
Yeah, just a jacket and a bra.
Or maybe don't rob someone.
Anyway, the cops are circulating the security camera footage to see if they can get a tip or to even track down the woman. She's still on the loose.
Okay. That's crazy.
Maybe she was like, if I take my shirt off, it would be like kind of...
All the attention will be distracted.
Right.
Okay, I guess.
I wouldn't mind her robbing my house.
Oh, geez.
Come on over, honey.
Okay, please.
Ring my doorbell.
Thank you.
There you go. It's story number one. Story number two, we take things to Dateline, Iowa, where 54-year-old Loretta Jones of Cedar Falls, Iowa, called 911 five times in January. Three times it was because her toilet was clogged and she needed help fixing it.
Uh-huh.
The two other times it was because she was having issues with her TV.
Oh! Okay.
Let's call 911 because my toilet was clogged and I need some help with my TV. The police eventually did respond to one of her calls about the toilet, and then they arrested her for making a false report. you can't be doing stuff like that. I know.
You know, it's in times like that, I'd say just take up a hobby rather than that kind of nonsense.
Just call a repairman.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
911.
Plenty of solutions.
And lastly, we take things to Dateline, Indiana, where a woman was shopping at a place called Menards Hardware Store.
Okay.
Menards. Well, this happened in Indy last week, and a security guard spotted her shoplifting a video camera. So he eventually ended up calling the cops, and he went up to the woman to keep her in the store until they showed up. He didn't realize that she had some countermeasures ready.
Oh.
Because after he actually had her by the arm waiting for the police to show up, and when they did show up, according to the police report, check this out.
Yes.
She reached behind herself,
no,
dug
please.
Into her pants.
Oh, God.
And pulled out a handful of feces and threw it at the security guard, striking him in the chest.
Why would you even do this story? This is crazy.
While he was dealing with the shock of horror of that, she ran out of the store.
She's throwing poop. This is awful.
This is what makes you part of the No Sweat News, my man.
I have a bagel over here. Please.
You might want to eat after this one.
I have to wait till noon now.
Yummy.
Going for lunch.
Well, apparently this shit got away. The cops are reviewing the security footage and trying to even track her down.
That's not better. She's on the loose. She's going to be throwing poop out of cars. No one knows what's going to happen here.
I hope she got home and washed her hands. You think they got the video camera back?
I hope so. I hope.
Touch it. I was like, just keep it.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go with three stories, part of Wednesday's No Sweat News right there.